For someone new to Maine, particularly somebody who has come from another country or speaks a different language, education is a real opportunity, but it can be intimidating. The academics are challenging, but what's harder for many families is the language barrier. Students may progress quickly, but many parents, because of the language barrier, feel disconnected from their children's education. As Robbie Feinberg reports, a group of parents in Portland is trying to change that.
Mickey Bondo remembers going to her first parent-teacher conference after she arrived in Portland in 2009. Bondo is originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
And I've been just asking myself, I say, so something was wrong.
As she walked through the doors of the elementary school, Bondo says she noticed that she was one of the only immigrant parents who was there to talk with her children's teachers.
And I look at around my own community asking questions about parents, why I didn't see you to that kind of conference.
We were wondering why these people are not going back to school.
Nolaska Sirabahenda, a Portland parent originally from Burundi, saw the same problems. Parents of immigrants and refugees, they discovered, felt disconnected from the city schools.
We talked to different parents. They say, we don't know how the system works. We don't understand English. We have no way to see what is happening.
Both Bondo and Asirabahenda saw this as a serious problem. Parents couldn't help their children to succeed in this new culture, they feared, if they couldn't be connected to the school system. And without that support, Asirabahenda says he saw students from his own community skipping school and dropping out.
Why these kids are not going to school? The kids like to finish elementary school, or probably high school, they drive a taxi, that's it. This is not enough.
For a long time, discussion of the problem was kept inside these communities. But about 3 years ago, parents like Bondo and Asirabahenda found each other. And with support from USM's Muskie School of Public Service, they formed a group called Portland Empowered to advocate for these issues and work to fix them with Portland public school administrators. At a recent meeting, the group of about a dozen parents and advocates plan out something called a shared space cafe. These have become kind of the signature event of the group. The cafes are held on Friday nights, and the structure is simple. Teachers, administrators, and parents gather inside a local school and sit in a circle. Often with the help of interpreters, parents voice their concerns, and administrators listen and try to respond. Today, Portland Empowered is planning a cafe at Casco Bay High School to talk about immigration and safety. Member Safiya Muhammad says she wants to help students and parents feel safe inside and outside of school.
When the kids are walking sidewalk or waiting bus, sometimes it's midnight, came from after school, and some people, they just misunderstand who you are.
Education researchers say this kind of face-to-face contact is crucial to connect with families who traditionally have been underrepresented in schools. Yet through these connections, that change has already started to happen. Parent Mickey Bondo says these events helped Portland schools see that they needed more personal connections with parents. She and others say instead of using automated robocalls to reach parents, the schools need to prioritize personal communication.
Really give that kind of connection, and then you can see the teacher really concerned about if something happened, he knows or she knows, then I can be in touch with the parents because I know exactly what the parents want for that child.
After 3 years of advocacy, these issues of face-to-face contact and increased input from immigrant families are finally turning into policy in the district. Last week, the Portland Board of Public Education passed a new parent engagement policy that was drafted in partnership with these parents. Portland Title I coordinator Angela Atkinson-Duina says the new policy is broad but includes much of what these parents want. That includes requiring at least 2 meetings between parents and teachers per year, and creating a new parent committee to hold the district accountable.
Hopefully that if we have this established group, that this is something that would be ongoing work and that we continue to focus on it.
Parent Nolaska Sirabahenda says there's still lots of work to do, but he says he's already seeing changes in his own community through these new connections. After we finish talking in the basement of the Portland Public Library, a boy approaches and tells him that there's another student from their community inside the library who should be at school. Asirabahenda tracks the student down and asks him why he's not in school. He and the student agree to meet the next day to discuss the issue.
This is a problem. Yeah, what he can be in the future? A homeless. He must go to school to finish school and after look for a job. Otherwise, what he can be?
Isira Bahenda says he rarely had these kinds of conversations 3 years ago. But slowly, he says, his community is beginning to see the value of connecting with the schools and shaping the future of their district. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.